Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ, we always love having our next guest on. You've seen him on Super Troopers, and you can see him this weekend at the Parlor Live. Please welcome to the show Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring my own applause.
Let him know.
This is my applause.
I'll clap too. Thank you.
We'll give you the can. There you go.
Oh, that's the good stuff, man. You're bringing up the good stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best for you guys, right?
Thank you. Here, I'm going to scooch around here so I can maintain eye
contact. There he is. Yeah, get over here, Steve. Join the party. Steve, we saw you recently, and Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you.
First time you're in our brand new studios. We did them for you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you guys don't have chairs. What's up?
You're sitting on my chair.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
I'm a good host.
What a nice host.
Yeah. That chair is going to be changed, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to drop a few things in this chair.
Oh,
I'm going to leave some things behind on this chair.
Sweet.
Oh, CSI. I'm going to sign a certificate of authenticity for eBay.
The chair doesn't change Kevin Heffernan. Kevin Heffernan changes the chair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Sure.
That's what you call royalty right there.
That's right.
That's specialty. Well, look at you guys. You're off of Super Troopers 2. Did it just open in Europe, I hear?
It's in England and Germany right now.
And Ireland. The whole UK.
Yeah.
So did you guys get to do the whole media round?
No. They don't send us there. No, they're too big. They're getting bought by Disney, so they don't want to send us over there.
On the first Super Troopers, they sent us over to Australia, which was fantastic. They sent us there for 2 weeks.
Nice. Right.
But then we got the nickname Drunken Lizard when we were over there, and so they decided not to send us anywhere else.
Oh, really? So they're just afraid if you... Because over in Europe, man, they do know how to have a beverage.
I know, but they think we're going to, make them look bad or something. If they send us around the world.
I think it's because, while we were there in Australia, they sent us to a beer festival. And we went there, and we said some things. We went up on stage. We said some things. We incited a bit of a riot. Kev.
We did.
Oh boy,
how? We did.
They had us go to these places in uniform, but nobody knew who we were. We did your show. You were the very first interview we ever did.
This was for the first Super Troopers in cop uniforms.
Yeah. And we were like, for that thing, we were judging the auditions for the new guitarist for Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Not weird at all.
And knowing who we were, because the movie hadn't come out yet.
Right.
So nobody
knows who Limp Bizkit is. You guys won.
Exactly. Comes full circle.
Congratulations.
Comes full circle.
They did that in Australia, and then they said, you're going to promote the movie by chugging beers, and they put us up on stage, and they brought five Australian guys up on stage to chug against us. And then it got really kind of like nativist. It got really like... anti-American people cheering for Australia against us.
Yeah, they were cheering Oz, Oz, Oz. And then they were making fun of us. Like, one of them was like, hey, there's your kangaroo. And we all turned and looked, and they all laughed at us.
Oh.
And then I said something disparaging.
Oh. What did you say?
I don't know. Can you say it?
I can't swear on the air here, but at first I said something about Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, that works.
You don't disparage Crocodile Dundee down there.
No. Oh, really? I had no idea that it was a national
threat. I called him a name.
Oh.
And then I did the same thing moments later about Russell Crowe. I insulted Russell Crowe.
That was the final straw.
That's it.
Yeah. But then, then it was like there were some punches thrown, and like we were whisked away in the van, and like all the Fox people were with us, and like some... like Vegemite sandwich hit the windshield of the
This is while you're wearing those cop outfits.
I know, in the cop outfits.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't insult Men at Work, their beloved band, so that at least
then it would have been crazy.
True. But what do they expect if you're chugging beers? Don't they think that hey, there could be some people maybe not saying the smartest things because they're chugging beers?
Yeah. They didn't know. This was Fox Searchlight is Fox's tasteful, classy division.
Oh, of course.
They've won some Oscars.
Yes,
won this year. They won for
three billboards or whatever.
Three billboards,
right?
And they had Shape of Water also.
Shape of Water, right?
That's right. Yeah,
classy stuff.
I've never seen any of these.
And Super Troopers too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm on board.
And Super Troopers too.
Yeah.
That is interesting that you guys were. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. It's a matter of time before you guys. I mean, did you guys miss this year's nomination? So next year you guys will be for the nomination.
Yeah. I think they're working up the campaign now.
Okay. Good.
Three out of three. party.
Yeah, I'm going best supporting actor. So
yeah,
good luck to me, too. Right, guys.
No, we're going head to head.
Yeah,
from your studio that brought you three billboards.
Your best nude scene.
I do have
in Super Troopers 2, you have a nude scene.
I have a full nude scene in that movie.
Yeah,
is it awesome seeing that on a big screen?
It's a nice way to look at your junk on a big screen.
I think we all, objects in this mirror kind of a thing. I would love to be able to do that.
It's fantastic.
That's what I'm going to need.
I would contend that you guys probably have more fun than any. Whenever anyone's promoting a movie, any celebrities go out and do their junkets and hit the media tours, you probably are having way more fun than anybody is having.
It's kind of weird because, like, there's five of us. We all went to college together.
Right.
So we've been college buddies for years. And now we have families and stuff like that. So now you go on the road, and that's when you revert back to your college buddy days.
Get away from everything.
Yeah.
But also, like, when we come to Seattle, for instance, it's always either the first stop on the tour or one of the first three stops on the tour. Like, they go Pacific Northwest and then swing us down through the country. So usually, like, Seattle's where we come and we've got way too much energy.
We're at our best.
Yeah. Where you don't know. It's like the night when you're like, all right, we're doing tons of shots and do all that stuff. And then you're like, okay, we gotta pace ourselves here.
I got to do BJ and Migs in the morning. Come on, guys. Take it easy.
All right, two more shots. Yeah. Well, then the last time you guys came, I remember seeing the pictures, you met up with a bunch of marijuana influencers, I think they were called, which I think is just hilarious that that's even a thing.
It's fun. We went to some party. And they had like a woman, like a top chef, like a 5-star chef or whatever, and she was cooking for the party with weed based foods or something.
Yeah, she made chicken and waffles.
Right,
and we were to help prepare. I rolled the wings in the batter. And I did a really good job.
Nice. Nice.
The weed batter.
It's funny because it's like, like the cannabis industry, the legal cannabis industry is still young and they're still trying to figure it out. They're still trying to grow it. And so for us, what happens is like we'll go to, Kevin and I, at the same time, we were the cover boys for Dope magazine.
Congratulations.
You've probably seen it, guys.
Yeah.
Picture of us says Dope over the top of it.
It's probably the pinnacle, right? You've reached the top.
Sure. Yeah. I sent it to my parents.
But so we walked in.
It's framed over the fireplace.
Exactly. It is.
Dope magazine.
It's your first cover, Kev.
It really is my first cover.
It's your first
cover. And my last cover.
Yeah.
Probably.
But then we did the cover of High Times shortly after.
High Times after that. Right.
So far, so you've got a double shot right there. I mean, you guys, you don't need to do anything anymore. You don't need Oscars. You don't need awards.
Right. But so what happens? You got the Dope magazine cover there?
That is awesome.
That is so awesome.
I've never seen two people more happy to be on the magazine.
I noticed that out of the Broken Lizard gang, it's just you two that are on the cover. Does that mean you two are the aficionados, as it were?
We're the dopes.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
It's dope. We're just the dopest.
Yeah.
But so we went to the, we got off the plane when we came here to promote Super Troopers 2, and they took us right to this cannabis cooking.
This weed party.
Event. Yeah. And we didn't know what it was going to be. We were kind of like a little skeptical. You're like, is this televised? How does this help promote the movie? And I guess, it's going out on the intranet.
Yeah. Yes.
To hundreds of thousands of people. But, what happens at these cannabis events is they come up and they just start, they try to force you to smoke as much weed and do edibles and like all this stuff. And then they want to film you doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
To endorse whatever product it is that you're holding. And it can be a little bit, if you're not used to something like that.
Yeah.
You can get in trouble.
Yeah, we're seeing a picture. Like someone was walking around and it just looked like a bag of chips. It was just a bag of nugs of weed.
Yeah. I've got that picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find it.
But that's why we do those parties all the time. We went to one recently. And I turned around and I saw Lemmy across the room and someone had a gun in his mouth. And I was like, what? And I got a little closer and it was a shotgun. It was a double-barreled shotgun and it was made out of glass.
Oh.
And it was some weird weed delivery device sponsored by the NRA or something, And they shot this weed into his mouth and his head snapped back.
What?
And he started coughing and the guy looked at me and he goes, Farva, you're next. Let's go. And I was like, I'm out of here. I ran away. These are these parties they send you to, these weird products.
Yeah, well, the guy was like, I designed this shotgun, this weed shotgun. It'd be my honor if you tried it. I was like, sure. And he's like, you're going to love it. It's great. And then so he pulls the trigger, and it blew my head off.
Oh!
It felt like something exploded in my chest, and my head snapped back. And I heard, it was like, It was like somebody had hit my head with a sledgehammer. Like, that's the sound it made in my ears when this thing blew my head off.
So it just like shoots pot smoke or?
Right down your throat.
Yeah.
My God.
And then I was coughing and gagging.
Yeah.
And he's giggling about it. He's like, that awesome man. I was like, no, it's not awesome.
It feels awesome.
It's not awesome. Here's the picture from the the Seattle party.
Look at the nug tray. It looks like it looks like he's giving you broccoli.
Yeah, it looks like. I mean, that's a tray.
Oh wow.
But that's a whole other world. That's a cruel joke on you guys. Because like, here's all this stuff. Now, what are you going to do? You can't go on a plane with all that stuff.
No,
you can't.
So you just got to like hand it out to people?
Yeah. Well,
you give it to the staff at the comedy club, and they love you for it. They love you for it.
Yeah, they do.
Wherever you go, you just hand it out. You're like, you know, Santa Claus with weed. Here, want some weed?
Here, Colorado, yeah, you guys are Santa Claus if you're doing that.
That weed shotgun thing sounds incredible. At first, I thought it was like a pipe or a bong. I didn't know that it actually will just shoot the smoke. Into you.
And it makes a shotgun noise, like pow, you know.
Yeah, that's,
like, oh my God.
I think that would trip me out. And if I've already had some weed, I'm going to be super tripped out.
Well, because like, it's supposed to be like a mellow, you know, Netflix and chill, and then all of a sudden someone's blowing your head off.
Yeah. Well, that's what I went to another one in LA a few weeks ago. And the dude was like, here, try this. And it was, you know, it was like a, I thought the thing was try the bong out. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a whirl. Mm-hmm. And I pulled on it, and like the owner of the company was like, take it easy, man. Like, that's what he said to me. And I was like, I waved him off, like, I got this. And I took a pretty big hit, but then he was like, that's a dab. And that was my first time doing a dab.
Okay, then.
And then right in front of me, a second after, like, I came off the bong, they were having the conversation. They were like, okay, well, look, when you go down the hole, we'll just put you over there on the couch over there.
Oh, man.
Like, they knew it was going to happen to me. And really, 5 seconds later, I started, like, bugging out. And, like, I did have to.
Hey, you went down the hole.
I went down the hole. I had to go sit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're talking to Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy. You know these guys, Broken Lizard guys. Man, from Super Troopers, all the cool movies they've done, Beer Fest, and they are going to be at the Parlor Live this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, 7:30, 10 o'clock. You want info, parlorlive.com. I'm hearing that you guys are also talking about some cool stuff that happened during Super Troopers 2 that you'll be talking. Is that happening?
Oh, yeah. Well, that depends on what your definition of cool is.
Okay, well, stuff.
He
cool
has
stuff
a different opinion.
Here,
so.
I don't
weed
think
shotguns,
it's very cool.
I think are cool.
Yeah. They're good. Yeah.
We will enjoy the stories. You probably didn't enjoy experiencing the stories.
That's
probably more accurate. Is what I think.
I did not.
Yeah, you talked about it because you had it. I mean, you were nude. You had the full frontal nudity, and also you had,
a love scene.
You had a very romantic love scene in the movie, which I thought was, you know, a long time a coming for you, the leading man that you can be.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, BJ. Do you know who my love scene was?
Oh, I know exactly who your love scene was with, which is why both of you, it was about time. I was like, how many movies is it going to take before these two are finally brought together?
That's
for
what America wants.
That's what they want.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. So, in case people don't know, my love scene in Super Troopers 2 is with Farva. With
there you go.
There you go.
That's your cover man from Dope Magazine.
That's right. That's right. And, well, you know, people have told us to get a room a million times, and I think finally came to fruition.
Yeah.
How did the significant others take that?
I mean, my wife was like, sure, go for it. Yeah, how did your wife?
She was, she's a little jealous, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Was she like, and how was it?
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I got his mustache hair in my mouth. That's how it was. That's how it was.
Yeah. It's just a dream come true. This is what you got in the business for.
Yeah, no, Kev, you know, he gave me the shocker while we were filming the scene.
Whoa!
It's quite unpleasant. He was improvising a lot.
Yeah.
And taking some liberties. Let's just say that.
I think we got to take it further in the next movie. Maybe we have a baby together.
Okay.
That. All right. There we go. We've got the plot for Super Troopers 3. We've got it down now.
That's right. Mac and Farva have a baby.
whose idea was it for you guys? Because look, you guys
have Ted Danson and Steve Guttenberg at some point. Then
was this a Jay thing? Because I mean, Jay could come up with all the ideas, but they don't seem to affect him.
Well, that's the thing is that we came up with the idea.
Oh, yeah, stupid.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't realize you have to actually do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, it would be funny if you did that.
Sounds good on paper.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're in the middle of it, and you're like, what am I doing? Who thought of this crap?
I think I came up with that idea.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah, probably.
I think I threw that out there. Like, yeah. It'd be funny if, and you're like, one of those things where you're saying it, you're like, I want to take these words back right now.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't saying this right now.
You just see it, like, flash before your eyes.
If you were like, yeah, let's do it.
I feel a little better about laughing about the whole thing, since now I know it wasn't forced upon you. Well, it was probably forced upon you, Kevin, but at least Steve, it was your brainchild.
I think it was. And it's the kind of thing, like, you know, when you make movies and you have a love scene, you usually, you know, I don't care what, like, Ewan McGregor or any of the other leading men say, you know, like, when you have the love scene, you know exactly what day on the shooting schedule it is. It's on your calendar because, you know, like, you gotta, like, prepare, and you're gonna have to, you know, be on your best behavior.
I like to rehearse a lot.
Yeah, he's,
you know what I mean,
a consummate professional.
Yes.
And a perfectionist.
Well, they say it's awkward, you know, when it's like whatever, you know, if it's Ewan McGregor or Scarlett Johansson together or whatever.
Right.
They say it can be very awkward. I'm wondering, is it more or less awkward than what you guys had to go through? I don't know.
Well, BJ, what do you think? Yeah.
How many takes did you guys have to do?
Oh, man.
Oh, that was the funny thing. Like, we did a lot of takes because
it
didn't seem like it was working properly. And we did a lot of different ways.
How do you judge if it's working properly?
Well, the thing is, Chandra Sekhar was the director, and we did like 20 takes or something like that. And then when we were done, he came up to us and he said, I just want you guys to know I got it on the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
But it was like, it started raining halfway through. And then he was like, this is actually great. Let's use this. Like, let's do some tender takes.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I think of that Spider-Man Kirsten Dunst scene.
Oh, that's
in the
good
rain.
Call. Yeah.
You guys right there. It's perfect.
We were thinking of The Notebook.
Oh,
so,
that works too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You guys remind me more of a Notebook couple than the Spider-Man couple anyway.
Well, we got to go for Best Kiss, right? I mean, don't they have that award, like an MTV Movie Award?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Best Kiss?
I hate to say it, but it was like last week.
Oh. Yeah.
They overlooked us again.
Oh, bro.
How could they do? I mean, you guys, I mean, 20 takes.
I know.
Who beat you guys?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Because
I'll always have the memories.
I don't even want to give them the attention they don't deserve.
Yeah.
I'd say it's Hollywood, you know, discriminating against broken lizard kissing scenes.
Probably what it is.
That's what it is.
It's funny because, while, you know, while it was raining and my hair, like, covered my eye and Kevin moved it out of my eye, behind my ear. I finally got it.
Oh, you did?
That's when I got Kevin Heffernan.
You found your character there?
Yeah. I was like, okay, now it all has become perfectly clear to me.
Oh, man. Is that perhaps the most awkward thing you've had to do in the history of making movies for both
Probably.
Of you?
Was that, was your full frontal in Super Troopers 2 more awkward or no?
No. Our 6 hours making out with you was more awkward.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you ever had a fear of being nude in front of people, you cured it by having the love scene. You're like, you're ready to be nude in front of everybody, I think, at this point.
Oh, yeah. No. The nude scene was child's play. I mean, that was like I knew what to do. You know, he's done a full frontal nude scene before. I took a lot of cues from his missteps on his.
It was cold that day for me, guys. It was cold. The whole thing was cold.
Like, I was wearing thick sweatpants shorts, you know, just to, like, keep everything warm.
Oh,
and
good call.
Relaxed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I told everybody, I'm like, here's what you're going to see today. You're going to see me over there with my hand down my pants. I'm going to be my own fluffer.
Okay.
And if, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, just don't look. Don't come over here.
You didn't think of doing a Mark Wahlberg, Dirk Diggler prosthetic? You didn't think of that? Because I think I would ask for that.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah. You wanted people to know it's all,
I want to be all
Lemmy.
All real.
Yeah.
It's 100% Lemmy.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, you know, to do something like that because there are a lot of things that happen. The second you take off your clothes, everything just starts to shrink.
Out of fear or coldness?
It's everything. Yeah. It's everything. And, you know, the performance anxiety. But it's because you're thinking about it. Like, there's no guy who's not thinking about it. Like, you know, let's how this is going to look on screen.
Sure. Right.
So, you know, you keep the heavy sweatpants on and you keep your hand down your pants until the second, even when they call action, you're like, you calling action? Because when you call action, then I'm going to take my clothes off. And so, and that's what happens. And, you know, the Frank cooperated. I have to say the Frank cooperated, right. But the beans.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're just little sons of bitches.
Oh, the beans are treated.
There's not much you really could do to keep that in the right spot, right?
The beans are like, we're out of here, bro.
it's
Irish exited.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't even say goodbye. They just go, hey, where'd you go?
Well, you guys needed to make a documentary about the filming of this movie. Like, I know. All this behind the scenes and all the post stuff too. It's just like, it's fascinating.
Actually, there is a great documentary. The crowdfunding, you know, we did it, this big crowdfunding campaign. So part of that was that they were going to do a behind the scenes documentary to release to the backers, and I think they put together like a 40-minute documentary about the making of it all the way through from the beginning of the crowdfunding campaign. And it's pretty awesome. It's like 40
is that
minutes.
On the DVD?
I think
Segway, guys. Segway.
There's about an hour of extended scenes and deleted scenes.
That's right.
Do you have any clue when the DVD is hitting?
Yeah, so streaming is July 3rd.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then the DVD is July 17th.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. With like an hour with a documentary on it, I think.
Yeah.
I think it is.
BJ, when you said, do you have any clue when the DVD is coming out?
Yeah.
We do have
a clue. Very, you know.
And we're here to talk about
it. I forget what professionals you guys are. Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah. That's the smooth transition.
We don't know.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that.
Yeah. Now that you bring it up.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of texts. Some people said, wife and I, we saw Super Troopers 2 on 420 after stopping by Marymount. It's a pot shop. We died the whole movie. It was great. Another person said, Super Trooper 2 is the funniest movie I've seen in years. My face hurts from laughing. Mm. Somebody else, a lot of people are texting about Potfest. Shotgun Story would be a great scene in Potfest. Please make it happen.
Yeah, well, we're working on Potfest. I mean, that's the big question is, what are we going to do next? And Super Troopers 3 is something that we're discussing now with the studio, and Podfest is something we'd love to do. You know, originally that was a joke.
Yep.
I don't know. It's going to be like 2 months of promoting at parties like that.
Oh,
two
yeah.
months of shotguns in my mouth. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, well,
I
you tell
like that.
That one story right off the bat, I go, okay, that's a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff I would love to see you guys doing a movie for Podfest.
Well, what would be worse, doing the shotgun thing all the time or having people ask you to chug maple syrup?
I guess that's true. Yeah. Maple syrup is a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
A lot worse.
It's terrible. Maple syrup is about the worst thing you can put into your body in bulk like that. There's a reason why it's part of the master cleanse.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, guys, first of all, cool. Super Troopers again. What's the date that we can get? We can watch that
streaming? July 3rd is streaming. July 17th, DVD.
Okay, so perfect. Make sure you check that out. Also, make sure you check these guys out at the Parlor Live this weekend. Two shows tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m., both shows, both nights. And if you want info, you want tickets, just go to parlorlive.com. These guys do a great job on stage. Plus, like, you know, you get some behind-the-scenes stuff of how things went down when things were going down.
I mean, if we haven't titillated the audience now.
You failed then.
Yeah,
you failed.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Well, guys, thanks for getting up so early. We love having you in here. And we're glad we're like one of the first legs on your tour. That's really great because, you know, you started off the right way.
That's right.
Yeah, get that
done. Start with the best, then we do the rest.
Yeah, take that, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Get them at their worst.
That's awesome. Again, Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy. Tonight, Parlor Live, parlorlive.com. Get your tickets for both shows for tonight and both shows tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Guys, thanks again.
Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.